The legislature appears to be stuck. The House and Senate haven't named members to the conference committees that would meet to resolve the two chambers' differences. Until that happens, the fate of the state's budget remains uncertain. To discuss this, Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman joins me from Juneau. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Lori.
So, Andrew, what's going on? What's happening in the Capitol this week?
Well, it should be a little busier this week than last week. It does look like we're going to have another slow week in front of us. There are a couple very significant bills that are being looked at. The Senate Resources Committee is making significant changes to the oil and gas tax overhaul. And the bill that the House passed that would reinstitute an income tax in Alaska for the first time in 37 years is scheduled for public testimony on Tuesday evening. So in particular, what remains to be seen is how the House and Senate will go about negotiating compromises related to the budget and the future of the budget for years beyond this year.
Are there differences between how the Senate and the House are approaching the session now that the legislature passed the scheduled end last week?
Yes, definitely. The Senate wants a more limited agenda. They have about 17 bills, which sounds like a lot, but actually a lot of them are really pretty focused on the budget. There's a few that are of particular interest to particular senators. They feel that the more the legislature's focused on the biggest issues, this will help in getting things done quicker. The House has a really different perspective. The House majority feels that all of the committees can continue to do their work while the conference committees, which haven't been named yet and haven't gotten started yet, but once we have conference committees, they say there's only going to be a few legislators who are going to be on the conference committees, so the rest of the legislators can continue to meet in their own committees and be productive while they're in Juneau. There have been differences already between how the two chambers have been working throughout the session. The House has passed about twice as many bills. They have about 47, and the Senate has passed 24.
So that's interesting. Do you have a sense as to why the House has passed more bills?
Well, the idea I have is that it's the first time in 24 years that there's a Democratic Speaker of the House. And so House members who were previously in the minority see a new opportunity to pass legislation. Meanwhile, the Senate majority is fairly similar to the majority last year, so they haven't pent up as much demand to pass bills.
Why haven't any conference committees gotten started?
I've heard legislators put it, the two sides are sort of staring each other down, hoping that the other one flinches. This issue actually came up today on the House floor when House Minority Whip and former Speaker Mike Chenault cited the rules to say that the House majority should name members to a conference committee. And that would be a committee on the bill that would make changes to permanent fund earnings and reduce the permanent fund dividends. Here's Chenault addressing House Speaker Bryce Edgman.
Mr. Speaker, if there's a reason or a strategy why the majority is waiting to name the conference committee for Senate Bill 26, the minority in this body and the public deserve a sound reason as to why conferees are not being named.
Chenault decided against pushing any further, and Edgman didn't publicly address the point. But House Rules Chairwoman Gabrielle Ledoux pointed out that the Senate majority hasn't named members to a conference committee on the budget. So we have two different conference committees, one on the permanent fund bill, the other on the budget. The House minority, Republican House minority, is blaming the House majority for not getting going on this permanent fund bill. But the House majority is pushing back on that and saying, hey, the Senate hasn't gotten going on having a conference committee on the budget, and that's what's most important. And you'll hear that in this clip from Gabrielle Ledoux.
So we are waiting, and thank you, Mr. Former Speaker, for pointing that out. Thank you.
So for now, neither side wants to give any ground.
That was Andrew Kitchenman reporting from Juneau.